Big Jim's house.
We put this up on our Facebook page, and we've been talking about it in the studio. Other than Morgan Freeman, who would narrate your life story? You could have anyone, past or present. I thought about Howard Cosell would have been fun.
Ooh, that wouldn't be a good bad one. Jim's Tom actually wanted that one, too.
Jim's appearance on Shark Tank was less than optimal. He was crushed emotionally. All right, Angie's working the phones, 248-398-9279. Other than Morgan Freeman, who narrates your life story? So real quick, who do you got?
Big Jim O'Brien.
Oh, what? Jim. Wow.
Kissing the hiney. I could do that.
Wow.
Hey, I'm doing your vows.
Stop that, Ryan.
What's that on your nose, man?
Wow. You're just... You got any peanut butter? Because I got jelly over there.
At least my nose isn't growing.
Oh!
All right, 248-398-9279. Any celebrities or just...
You're a celebrity. You're like a local celebrity.
Yeah.
What about Elmo? Does that count?
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes!
That would...
Absolutely.
That would annoy you?
No, Elmo would be fantastic.
And she had the stuffed squirrel. Its name was Dimples.
Oh, boy.
Ah!
248-398-9279. Hold on, we'll get to Ryan's here. Can't believe you yelled at her.
I didn't yell at her.
Kinda. Hold on. See you, Zach's Big Jim's house. Go ahead. And who would it be?
Jack Nicholson.
Absolutely.
There you go.
What's your name?
John.
John was born in a small damn hospital. Yeah, man, it works, doesn't it? It works. Wow, John, that's awesome, brother. All right, man, you have a good morning.
You too.
Jennifer, New Boston, other than Morgan Freeman, who's going to narrate your life story?
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, what a great voice. Absolutely. That's a great
voice.
Right. Now, is she going to be dressed up like one of the Na'vi in Avatar, or are we going like Aliens Sigourney Weaver badass?
Well, okay, I like Alien Sigourney Weaver. That's my favorite.
There you go.
But, you know, she was in the Finding Dory movie. She, like, narrated some stuff at the end.
Okay. All right. I see you working
here. It sounded awesome. So, yeah.
You're going to be thinking about this all day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Jennifer, we appreciate you listening. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Other ones coming in, text messages. What do we got, Ryan?
Yeah, we got James Earl Jones, a bunch of votes for him.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford, Rick from Livonia, Harrison Ford or William Shatner?
Now, Harrison Ford, you want young Harrison Ford or graveling now Harrison Ford?
I think you got to take him now, more distinguished. The way he reads, I don't know.
He just sounds so angry all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to do a damn interview.
Yeah, right? That's all he does. I don't know what he's... He scares you.
Oh.
Shatner'd be great, though. Ryan was born in a small hospital in Michigan. His mother, Liz. Other ones, what was Cosell?
Cosell's in there. Somebody from 313 said Liberace.
Nice.
For the comedy.
Absolutely. He was born at the damn thing. It's magical. 248-398-9279. I didn't ask, what's yours?
I was thinking one of the ones I would like is Scarlett Johansson. Always loved her voice. Like
she does. We can, yeah.
But I think it would be funny, too, if you did like Jimmy Fallon to just really annoy people. Hey, Brad was walking down the start, and it was like, oh, it was awesome.
You would never get through
it. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard, man.
It would never get through it. You'd be, your life story would be nothing but 80 laughs.
So good. So good. Right? Take it by it's so good. So good.
248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX.
Oh, boy.
Holy crap. We hit a nerve here. Hold on a second. Let's grab our friend Becky. Becky in South Detroit. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, guys. Okay. How are you?
We're wonderful. So other than Morgan Freeman, who narrates your life story?
How about the safe driver, safe 40% guy?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The Allstate guy.
Safe driver, safe 40%.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Becky, you have a great day. We love you.
Yeah.
All right.
You too. Love you guys, too.
Bye.
You're great.
There she goes.
Bye.
Somebody texted in Lou Rawls. Magical. Do you know Lou Rawls?
I don't. That's why I didn't read it. I don't know.
You know, he's a singer.
You'll never find. Doom, doom, doom.
Not helping?
I don't know.
Big Jim's house.
This discussion started in the office and it spilled over on the radio. Other than Morgan Freeman, who would narrate your life story? Past or present? Be anybody. Living or dead? Anyone. Surprised nobody said Elvis.
Oh.
Ryan?
That would be a good one.
Man, Ryan was born. Mom, I'll tell you what. Whoa! Other suggestions coming in?
Yeah, we got Jack Sparrow to narrate my life.
Does,
Just a drunk guy talking all the time, right?
We'll take fictional characters, too. 248-398-9279. Absolutely.
Ozzy, because then there's no way anybody would know what he's saying, so it wouldn't come back to bite me in the butt.
I was born a selfish.
Sharon!
That's all you'd hear.
It would be
Sharon!
It.
Sharon!
There's not even a Sharon here, Ozzy.
Just read the script, Ozzy. Al Pacino is one that came in. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, and then Scott said Paul Harvey.
Good day.
I used to visit my grandparents in the summer, and grandfather had him on every morning listening to him. So.
Paul Harvey. Good night. I want Pacino. That'd be a good one, though.
Pacino?
Yeah.
He's just yelling at you the whole time. You feel
no,
like he's
he
yelling
would growl
at you.
And then he would yell at you. So where were you born? What city?
Southfield.
Ryan Logan was born in Southfield, Michigan. If I was half the doctor I used to be, I'd come in here and pull him out of your mom yourself. Tell me I'm not a doctor.
Hold on. Okay, now who is it for you?
It'd be Mr. Tim Allen, because I'm a tool guy.
Oh, thank you. That's a good one. Tim Allen be a good one. 248-398-9279. You can join the conversation on our Facebook page, too. Big Jim's House at WCSX. Anyone we're missing? I think we've kind of touched all of them so far. Somebody said Roseanne Barr.
Oh.
Ryan was born in Southfield.
That's another one where it just is like, okay, I'm done. Can I switch it? How do I switch it?
You said Sam Kinison.
Yeah.
That'd be a great one.
Great. Ryan's going to the store. Oh!
You couldn't listen to it, though. Like 10 minutes, you would drive off the road. You think so? Okay. 248-398-9279. I'm still sticking with Sam Elliott. That'd be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one where you would just listen. You would do stuff just to hear him, you know, talk.
One last one, because you know I love Lebowski. If I could get Jeff Bridges to do it in the dude's voice, that would be magical.
Oh, yeah. If you could keep him in that one. Okay.
Jim was in the Navy, man. That's kind of cool, man. He didn't have a rug, though. Tied the room together, man. Where's my drink? Huh? 248-398-9279. Coming up in just a couple minutes here, we want to get into the story out of Southfield. If you haven't heard about this, start thinking about if you've ever had a near-death experience. Because this person came as close as you can come. Right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. There's a lot going on with the story. We'll dive into it next. Hang with us.
Big Jim's House.
Sunday afternoon. Well, here's the report, and you'll see this again. But here's the question I want to ask you. Is anyone listening right now had a near-death experience? A legitimate near-death experience? You could have died. 248-398-927. Again, same number you text, you call. Have you had a near-death experience? Why? Check this out.
All started with a call to the Southfield Fire Department early yesterday morning.
At 7:34 Sunday morning, Southfield Fire Department paramedics responded to a home in Southfield for an unresponsive woman. When they arrived, the fire chief says the 20-year-old wasn't breathing. After standard efforts to revive the woman, first responders determined after about 30 minutes that she was deceased. In a statement to Action News, Fire Chief Johnny Menifee says, quote, "Because there was no indication of foul play, as per standard operating procedure, the Oakland County Medical Examiner's Office was contacted and given the medical data. The patient was again determined to have expired, and the body was released directly to the family to make arrangements with the funeral home of their choosing." Hours later, staff at the James H. Cole Funeral Home in Detroit discovered the woman to be somehow still breathing.
Ah! Most importantly, thank God she's alive.
Right, yes.
But there's so much to this. You can go down a rabbit hole. And again, we have all the latest up there if you want to see this. The family's already lawyered up. Again, 248-398-9279. The keyword is
alive.
You ever have a near-death experience like that?
Not like that, no. Nothing close to that.
That is as close as you're going to get, I would assume.
Could you imagine that day of emotions? Just heartbroken and sad as can be that you lost a family member. Then you're excited and happy because she's actually alive, but then very mad and pissed off because of what happened
leading up
to that.
You're right.
It's like every emotion you can...
And that person at the funeral home.
I'm getting a job at a hardware store
There's so much going on in this story. You're right. Yeah, you're done. What time are you coming in tomorrow? Zero,
is
never.
Is there an amusement park around here I can work at?
248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Your near-death stories. People have had them. I mean, I can tell you one when we were in the Navy. It's long story short, the submarine would go into a dry dock. You've seen ships in dry dock. we were up in the air, probably 100 feet. One of my shipmates, Chuck, went over to the side. He slipped on oil, went underneath the protective railing.
Oh, my God.
Went over the side of the submarine, was sliding down. Imagine sliding down the side of a submarine. And someone had, thank God, flaked out a fire hose they had hooked up. He grabbed the fire hose and was swinging off the side of the submarine about 50 feet in the air. There's no way he would have survived that fall.
A Mission Impossible stunt.
Exactly.
Holy crap.
Yeah. We pulled him up. Chuck Hamlet, man. Pulled him up over the side of the submarine, brought him back up. That's 100%, swear to God, my right hand to God, that's a true story. So, anyway, we want to hear from you guys, though. Your near-death experiences, see people calling in on this one. It's a wild story out of Southfield. I think there's a lot more coming out about this. If you want to read the story, we'll send them right to your phone. The keyword, of course, is...
Alive.
Big Jim's house.
Have you ever had a near-death experience? We want to hear from you this morning. Here's why. This story out of Southfield is national news. It happened on Sunday. So they called the fire department. We don't know all the details. We got the very latest up, though. The keyword is...
Alive.
The gist of the story, though, they call the fire department. She's 20 years old.
Yes.
They come there, they look at her, and she's unresponsive, and they declare her dead. They're on the scene.
Yeah, they worked on her for about 30 minutes.
That's right.
Trying to bring her back, and then they couldn't find a pulse.
Follow all the procedures, everything else, medical examiner, boom, they send her to a funeral home, and the body to a funeral home in Southfield, where they discover that she's not dead, still breathing. And the family now, yeah, they've lawyered up and stuff. Again, there's a lot of information going on here.
Yes.
And it's very... I hate this news term, but it's true. It's very fluid. It really is.
Right.
There's so much going on. But that's what I want to hear from you guys this morning. What is your near-death experience? 248-398-9279. It's a wild story. It's wild. You said it. I mean, this family is so happy to have their daughter back, to have their kid back at 20. But.
But then you're ready to. You're kind
throttle
of like
somebody?
This.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot. There's a lot to the story, though. But we do want to hear yours, though. Alan in Lake Orion, good morning, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, good morning. How you doing today?
We're good. We're talking about this story out of Southfield. It's just crazy. But near-death experience for you?
Yeah, I had a kidney removed about 20 years ago, flatlined four times on the table.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Can I ask?
Years ago, $2,500 every time they yelled, clear.
Alan, we hear people talk about seeing lights and stuff like that. Was there anything like that?
No, I joke around. People say I see a red one from the floor, but no, I didn't see anything, man. I don't even remember it.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. Well, there we go. You're awesome, buddy. We appreciate you listening, man.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Hi. Good morning, Angie. How are you?
Hi, how you doing? Good morning.
We're good. We're taking calls. We're talking about this amazing story in Southfield, this woman who was declared dead and comes back to life in the funeral home. But we're talking about, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's wild. It's like zombie.
Yeah. If someone wants to see the story, what's the keyword again, Ryan?
Alive.
Thank you very much, which is the perfect keyword for that. But Angie, have you had a near-death experience like that? Yeah, have you had something like that?
Well, I had one. I wasn't declared dead, but I had a very near-death experience as a baby. I don't have memory of it, but everyone in my family has told me this story. Do you guys want to hear it?
Yeah, go for it. Absolutely.
So I was between 1 and 2 years old, sometime after like my 15-month immunizations, I guess. And it was a few weeks after, and my mom laid me down to bed. And at 3 a.m, I stopped breathing. And the only way that they found me, I was laying in my crib choking. And my dad heard me because he was up to go hunting. By chance, someone invited him to go hunting for the first time in his life. And so he was awake really early and in the hallway heard me. And he was giving me, he's the one to give me the CPR to resuscitate me. There was no time to get me in the car to drive me to the hospital. And they didn't want to wait for the ambulance. They couldn't wait. So my dad revived me right there in the living room floor.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Yeah, if he never would have got invited to go hunting, I wouldn't be here.
Okay, we all got chicken skin now, Angie. We all got goosebumps there. Well, we're glad you're here, too.
That's a close one.
Yeah. All right, well, we appreciate you listening, too. That's a hell of a story. Thank you, Angie.
Yeah, thank God that lady's alive, too. I really hope they get some type of retribution for that, for whoever's at fault here.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a lot more about that story later on today and as it progresses.
Yeah, I'll be following it.
Big Jim's house.
Still talking about the story out of Southfield. A woman was pronounced dead on the scene Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Sunday. And then they took the body to a funeral home, and she came back alive. Key word, of course, is
alive.
It's a national story. It's going to get bigger and bigger. There's a lot going on since you first heard about this. So, again, keyword alive. We'll text us that, just that, and we'll send you the link back. But we're talking about near-death experiences, because this is about as close as you get.
Yeah. I mean, on the table.
Right. Yeah. And so happy that she's alive, obviously. But like you said before, if you're the family, oof.
That was a year's worth of emotions in one day, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Alan Dearborn, what you got for us, buddy?
Yeah, when I was 18, I was in high school. I got shot in the head.
I'm sorry, what? You got shot in the head?
Yeah, when I was 18. It was pretty traumatic, but I made it.
Well, yeah, it'd be pretty traumatic. So was this hunting or what happened?
No, I was in school. Some kid was messing around with a gun, and I was tying my shoe in the locker room.
What?
And he came up behind me. And he put it against my head, and it went off.
Come
what?
On.
Ow.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah, back in 1978.
Holy
I was
crap.
In school.
All right.
Yeah, that was pretty painful.
Pretty painful. Yeah. A little bit of a headache after.
Yeah, just a touch. Dude.
That was unbelievable pain, but it is what it is. I made it.
Okay.
Hell.
All right,
wow.
this is crazy, man. Al, you're awesome, buddy. It's nice to know you're listening. You be well, okay?
Yeah. Thank you. All right. You guys rock.
Thanks,
man.
There he goes. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Al's a badass.
Yeah.
Someone shoots you in the head and you're like, Al, don't do that. Wow.
What was that?
I'm never going to complain about a hangnail again. My God.
Gym class was way different than when I went to school.
Yeah, really.
Big Jim's house. Big Jim's house.
They went through all the... They tried for like, what, a half hour?
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Standard? And if you want to read the latest on the story, we'll send it right to your phone. It's super simple. Just text us one word. That would be...
Alive.
And our studio number and text number are the same. 248-398-WCSX. They get into the funeral home. She's not dead. She's alive.
Wakes up on the embalming table. Is that what you call it?
I guess, yeah.
As the report says, they were getting ready to
do what they
start it all up. Yep.
Yeah. So, again, there's a lot going on with this. It's going to change. We'll keep you updated on Keyword Alive. Send it right to your phone. But that's about as close to a near-death experience as you can get.
I think so, right?
I mean, that's it. You're on the table. We're going to get a lot of calls this morning, though. Okay, these are the ones that Angie's marked out of body. Hold on. Kathy in Waterford, good morning. What you got for us?
Back in 2006, I had been sick and took some prescription medicine and went, thank God I work for a place where there's ambulances. I died on the way down to the hospital. I saw my body walk right out of my body. And then when I got to the hospital, I did die and they brought me back.
Okay.
And since then, I'm allergic to every medicine that you can take.
You kind of skipped over that, though. First of all, yay, we're glad you're here, Kathy. And then, but secondly, your body out of your body. So you were out of your body for a moment?
Yes, I was laying in the ambulance, and they were trying to get an IV in. And I asked them, what does it mean when you see your body walk out of the ambulance? And they said, get the hell to the hospital now. Yeah. So I died on the way down.
So you could, were you like, you know, we see in the movies, floating above? Were you hovering above, looking down at your own body?
Nope. It just walked out, and I was in a parking lot, and it just walked out and turned around and looked at me and kept right on walking. And I thought, oh my God, I'm dying. And that's what they told me, get the hell out of now.
Wow.
All right. Well, you're right. That's all we can say there. Kathy, that is a crazy story. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. There she goes. I got chicken skin on this one. All right, let's grab the other one here. It says out of body. John in Dearborn, good morning, buddy. What you got for us?
How you doing?
We're good, man. So near-death experiences, talking about this lady in Southfield. What you got?
Yes. So actually, I was driving. I was running from the police in Sturgis, Michigan, and I overdosed while I was driving. And they actually thought I was faking, so they took me to the hospital, and they were doing sternum rubs on me and giving me Narcan to counter-effect the drugs that were in my system. And I had an out-of-body experience. I watched them doing this from above my body. They actually pronounced me dead, and then 20 minutes later, after the police left the hospital, I resuscitated myself and came back to life.
What do you mean you you just came back to life?
I went back into my body. It was the craziest thing ever, and I'm telling you right now, ever since that happened, I knew that there was something after death.
So are you hovering above the table? How what is it like, John?
Absolutely. I was hovering above the table. I'm watching the police officers actually do sternum rubs on me where they rub their knuckles on your chest to try and resuscitate you or to get some kind of reaction from you to make sure you're actually, you know, passed away. And this went on for what seemed like forever. And then next thing I knew, I was just back in my body and I was alive. It was the craziest thing ever. It was actually, I was on the news. It was in the newspaper and everything. It was crazy.
Wow. Ryan, you got a little goosebumps there?
Yeah.
Man. John, we're glad you're okay, man. That's a hell of a story. We appreciate you sharing it too, man.
Yeah, not a problem. And I hope that, you know, she also gets the same kind of, you know, feeling that I did afterwards, knowing that, you know, you don't just die and come back and believe that there's nothing afterwards. There's definitely something after death, you know?
Big Jim's House.
It's such a great beer run that they're making it into a huge movie.
Yeah, well, I think you can put it up against anybody's beer run story in the history of beer run stories.
Yes. But we want to hear from you guys, though. Have you ever gone somewhere just for food or drink? No vacation, not because you had to be there for work. You solely went there because you wanted to have food or a beverage. 248-398-9279. Ted Milk Park, what you got, buddy?
We went to Miami Beach.
Just for food or drink?
Yep. We were sitting around on a Friday night, a little bit buzzed. And we were both talking about, we were talking about this place we had been to in Miami Beach called Pumpernick's. They have the best key lime pie in the world. So we decided to hop in the car. I just bought a brand new 74 Mustang, hopped in the car, and went to Pumpernick's. We got there Saturday night, ate dinner, had key lime pie, slept a little bit, drove around and came back because we had to be at work Monday morning.
That is an awesome road trip. You're the best, man.
Good talking.
That's a hell of a road trip. Ted, thank you so much for that, man. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. One more here. Nikki, Lake Orion, what do you got?
Oh, we used to drive to Chicago for dinner.
From where?
Girls trip. From Lake Orion.
So you drive from Lake Orion to Chicago just to go eat. Now, where did you eat in Chicago?
Oh, God, I can't remember. It was 30 years ago. There was a wonderful restaurant near one of the parks off of Michigan Avenue. And we used to just get up around noon and drive to Chicago for dinner.
When we were on our way back from the road trip, I look over and Roger, my co-pilot, the one we took to Minnesota for Bob Seger, he was trying to figure out if we could get off the freeway and go to Lou Malnati's and get a pizza on the way back.
There you go.
So you drove from Lake Orion to Chicago just for dinner. That was it.
Just for dinner. It was a girls' trip.
See, that's fun, though. That's awesome. All right. Nikki, we appreciate you listening in the morning. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye. Right.
Coming up after Steve Ray Vaughan. The greatest beer run ever. Yeah. Makes our trip to Minnesota look meh.
Yeah, let's do this one next.
Big Jim's House.
A lot of people thought this was fiction, but now we're learning this is real.
Oh, yes, it is.
He made a beer run from New York to Vietnam for his buddies. You're going to see the entire video of him hanging out with these guys in a bar. He took a PBR.
Yep.
And just made a run. Anyway, again, if you got a couple minutes, watch this whole video. You'll see the photos. And we are efforting to have Chicky on sometime later on this week.
Yeah, I'm working on it, and we'll definitely have him on here.
Here's some of the video. This is an amazing story. He wasn't active duty military at the time.
No, he's just a guy hanging out with his buddies at a bar that came up with a wild idea.
Yeah, for his buddy and his friends who are over serving in Vietnam.
Right, yeah.
So here's the conversation from this video. Again, keyword beer. We'll send it right to you. But here's Chicky talking about what went down. And they kind of explain a little bit of the detail.
Georgie Lynch was tending bar, and he was going on about the demonstrators marching through Central Park. And he says, Chicky, I want you to give me your Siemens papers. Well, Siemens papers are like an ID card. I said, George, what the hell do you want my papers for? He says, this is bullshit, all that stuff going on down there, all them commie pinko lefties demonstrating against our guys. Somebody's got to go and buy them a beer. The next time I go to Vietnam, I'll buy the guys a drink, okay? I'll take care of it for you. Don't worry about it.
See, I'd been there twice before. I was a merchant seaman at the time. I said, okay, I'll do it. Just
just get me the names. I didn't think I could do it, to tell you honestly. I said, I'll give it a try. It was one of them things. I come to the bar the next day. He had your mother there. He assured her that I was going to go over to Vietnam and find her tummy. And when we got to Vietnam, I didn't think it would take me more than 2 or 3 days to see these guys. So I had to make up this story that I was going to see my stepbrother. And we just lost mom. I gave him a sob story. And as it worked out, they pulled into Quinon. I saw these MPs, they were coming on the ship. And they had their numbers painted on the helmets. I think it was 127 MP. I looked at my list, and it's the same number. I said, Christ, that's Collins' address.
Yeah. I'm looking over the ship, and the next thing is I see Chickie Denny. I said, what the hell are you doing here? He says, I came to see you. Yeah, that's exactly what you said.
He asked me who I was with. I said, I'm with you.
He's in a combat zone, and here he is walking around like he's going on a golf outing or wherever the hell he's going. Hey,
getting over his initial surprise, just slapping each other on the back. Hey, it's great. And he says, what are you doing? They told him what I was doing. Took out a beer. We drank it.
He'd have warm beer on. Huh? Where the hell are you getting this thing? I mean, you just got in country. Where the hell did you get it from, you know? But that was Chick.
I took a case of Pabst. If I had a burlap bag, I had at least 18 cans or something.
We got drunk, needless to say.
There's so much more to this video. 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
beer.
Now you understand why we're calling it the greatest beer run ever.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. The dude went from New York to Vietnam in the middle. At one point, I was reading the book that they've written about this. He was in the middle of the Tet Offensive trying to get to his buddies.
Yeah, right when he got there.
Yeah.
That's the first place he ran into. And then, you'll see, but...
there's more.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And it is being made into a major motion picture.
Yeah.
Dylan O'Brien is going to play him. Viggo Mortensen is in it. Peter Farrelly is going to direct it.
This is a cool... should be a cool, cool movie. Absolutely.
The greatest beer run ever. You could do one about you walking up the coach's corner. The greatest beer walk ever.
Jumping on my tractor up there, that's the greatest.
It's a riding lawnmower.
It's a tractor.
It's a riding lawnmower.
It's a tractor.
I'm never calling you Chicky. Never doing that more.
Okay. Tractor, lawnmower, we whatever, say it dude. Different.
Keyword beer. An amazing beer run. You get some time.
Big Jim's house.
Time to meet the players who are about to do battle in the Battle of the Burbs. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's house and see who's going to win.
Down river!
East side.
West side. Let's go down river!
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien. And the trainer is Mike Abner.
And the host of Battle of Burbs, The Voice, Mr. Ken Calvert. Casey, the casual one, our man. We got our players on the phone here. We're getting ready. Got Laura representing the east side this morning. You ready there, Laura?
Great.
You are representing the east side today, so you yell out east if you know the answer. Cool?
Cool.
Randy, you're downriver today. You know what to yell out, right?
Downriver.
Nice. And John, west side. So what do you say?
West side.
There we go. And who's going to win today?
West side.
Okay. They're ready. They're ready. They're ready, Ryan. Here we go.
Woo!
Two out of three. Do not answer the question until you're called upon. You get one guess per question. Ryan is a judge. He'll call out either east, west, or downriver, whoever gets in first. Here we go. Gene Simmons turned 71 today.
Downriver.
Randy.
Kiss.
Wow. Best known for playing bass in what band? That would be Kiss. They play Cobalt. Okay, question number two. Laura and John, you're still in this. The engineers all wanted the like button to be called the awesome button on the social media platform. Mark Zuckerberg vetoed that.
East
side.
Laura, what's the answer?
Facebook.
That's right.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, awesome was written in Russian. Anyway, question number three. Here we go. Regis Philbin would have been 89 today.
Down.
Downriver.
Down. Kelly and Company.
Well, hold on a second. Nope. No, that's not it. You kind of, Randy, you're a little premature there. Let's keep going with the question. He's best known for hosting what multiple choice game show? Is that your final answer?
East side.
Laura for the win.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
No!
You. Well, that's okay. Randy and John, you got three chances tomorrow during Battle of the Burbs. Wednesday, Laura, you have won $50 to Siegel's Deli in Palmer Charter Township. Yeah!
Woo! Woo! Big Jim's house.
Big day in the Motor City. Big day all over the United States. You smell that, Ryan? You smell that? It's not fear. That's pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, no!
It has begun. Pumpkin spice latte has returned. You shall drink the latte of the pumpkin spice.
Or as we like to call them in the biz, PSLs.
Oh, jeez.
You got to get yourself a PSL.
Oh.
You've never had one. You just, because everyone's so hyped them up, you don't want to have one.
No, man, I run against the grain. Are you going to have an Instagram video of you getting one after you leave the show?
No. I was. Not now.
Here's my pumpkin spice chapstick. Here's my pumpkin spice car freshener.
No. We have a pumpkin spice Yankee candle at home. My wife got it, though. It smells good, though.
But see, pumpkin candles have been around for years and are normal to have in your house when it gets to the fall. You can't light those till football season starts. But pumpkin spice, I'm just...
Okay, yeah, right. Fine. PSL's not for everybody.
PSL, stop it.
PSLs, man. Pumpkin spice lattes.
You're talking about a school district or something.
No, I'm trying to abbreviate it, but it comes off as puzzle. It doesn't sound good. All right, welcome to Starbucks. They take your order. Pizzle! Large pizzle! Vente pizzle!
And my name's Ryan.
Ryan.
It's not Ronald or anything else.
You don't even go to Starbucks.
I know.
Get out of my PSL closet. You... Okay, whatever. Coming up next, Cannonball Run. Huh? You thought that record was inachievable? Unachievable? No. These people went all the way to L.A. just to get a pumpkin spice latte. We will.
Big Jim's house.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Ah, wrapping up the show. Thanks again, everybody. Email BigJim'sHouse at WCSX.com. You can always get hold of us. Tomorrow, Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Three rounds of Siegel's Deli.
Oh, yeah.
West Side actually won 2 out of 3 last week.
Yeah, it's always exciting on Wednesday, but it's getting close. West Side's making their push. Their move.
Come on, East Side. Guys,
East Side, you got to do something.
Guys, you're dominant at Battle of the Burbs. Tomorrow is your day.
Got to do something. It's starting to get away from you.
And Downriver, I don't know what's gone in Downriver this year, man, but they're rolling. All right, Donnie's coming in next. You guys be well. If you miss anything on the show, obviously you can go to our Facebook page as well, Big Jim's House on WCSX. There's a lot of moving parts today. We're busy.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, one story we do want to mention again, the beer run. If you missed it earlier, you got to go text us. Keyword is
beer.
This dude went to Vietnam during the Vietnam War just to take his friends some PBRs.
Yeah, straight into the war zones to share a couple of beers with
through
his buddies.
The Tet Offensive.
Amazing.
This is not a made-up thing. At least we don't think it is. No,
it's fully confirmed that it's real now. Okay. There's photos and everything.
All right, keyword beer. You guys be good. Donnie is coming in next, and we'll see you tomorrow. Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Okay, bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.